Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when Trump's big announcement that he had promised yesterday has arrived. And what a shocker it is. Does it involve his running mate for 2024? Does it involve a special plan for his campaign? A lot of people thought that the big surprise, the big announcement that he promoted might involve a schedule for big rallies. He hasn't done any rallies since his announcement of candidacy. What is the announcement? We will get to that right away on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also talk about another big announcement involving Joe Biden, and not necessarily a positive announcement. Plus, we'll be speaking with Jason Riley, perhaps the foremost black conservative columnist in the country, in the universe, in fact. And Jason has a piece about why the issue of charter schools should unite Republicans, even if it divides Democrats. First off, let us go to, and we will also later in the show be talking about the fentanyl crisis and some of the new turns in the fentanyl crisis that are deeply alarming, that are claiming literally hundreds of thousands of American lives, and artificial intelligence, a threat to our economy, to your job, or what exactly? We will be talking about the impact of artificial intelligence coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth. First off, the big announcement from President Trump. And again, this is going to inspire absolutely everybody. Here's what it sounded like on the internet, which is where the announcement was made. Listen.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump. Hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now. They're called Trump Digital Trading Cards. These cards feature some of the really incredible artwork pertaining to my life and my career. It's been very exciting. You can collect your Trump digital cards just like a baseball card or other collectibles. Here's one of the best parts. Each card comes with an automatic chance to win amazing prizes like dinner with me. I don't know if that's an amazing prize, but it's what we have.
Okay, there are all kinds of amazing prizes. And the baseball cards, pardon me, the Trump cards that he is putting forward, you can buy them for a bargain rate at just $99 each. Now, I used to collect baseball cards when I was a kid, and loved my baseball cards, and actually sold a bunch of them for profit years later. Maybe was that 20, 30 years ago. I sold too soon on the baseball card market. But the Trump cards include a series of artworks that show idealized likenesses of the 45th president. For instance, he's wearing a superhero suit, and it has the number 45 on both muscles and on both of his biceps. And number 45 is interesting that they don't say 47, because he is actually running to be the 47th president, too. And the other cards include him as an astronaut, as a John Wayne-like cowboy, and I mean, and then as a dark-suited Trump who is surrounded by gold bars. There's even a card you can get for just $99. Imagine that, a card that you can get showing President Trump golfing. What do I think this means? And why is it? Of course it's ridiculous, and of course it's somewhat amusing. And but President Trump announced, and what's very striking is when you hear him announce it, he it seems that when he says he's greater than Lincoln and greater than Washington, can we play the beginning of that announcement again, Greg? Because I think it's extremely revealing of where we are right now. This is, again, President Trump, after having built up his big announcement, making that announcement today. And he actually said this. This is not a parody. Listen one more time. This is clip 18, just the beginning.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump, hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington.
Okay, this is the part that I think was ad-libbed. Is better than Lincoln, better than Washington. Really? Really? Here's the difference. Lincoln got reelected. He did. He had a tough reelection. And at one point, it looked like it wasn't going to go well for him against George Brinton McClellan in 1864. But he got reelected. And George Washington got reelected unanimously. And literally won every single electoral vote. The only president ever to do that. And he did it twice. Trump, well, we will see. And Biden, I mean, and Biden has this. There's a progressive group called Roots Action, which launched a new campaign today with an ad that showed frustrated Democrats urging President Biden to step aside in 2024. They've already aired this ad in New Hampshire, which is still scheduled to have an early primary, even though it won't be the first anymore. South Carolina is going to be the first for Democrats. But here's what that ad from a progressive group, a Democratic group, sounds like in terms of what it urges for President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. This is clip 16.
It's absolutely critical that we don't allow a Republican to win the White House in 2024.
I'm concerned with Joe Biden's low polling.
With his low popularity, it's way too much of a gamble.
If he runs, the election is at serious risk.
Joe Biden representing the status quo in 2024 simply won't cut it.
We can't afford to risk the White House for a Republican who could defeat status quo Joe.
The threat of the GOP has become all too obvious. The stakes could not be higher.
Our ideas are way more popular than Joe Biden is.
Joe Biden running undermines the Democratic Party's chances in 2024.
There's no question that we have a climate emergency. It's a question of willingness to do something about it.
It's not the time for half measures. All Americans need universal health care now.
There's no room to compromise when our abortion rights are on the line.
We can't afford to lose. Don't run, Joe.
Don't run, Joe.
Don't run, Joe.
Don't run, Joe.
Don't run, Joe. Look, this is a representation of a majority of Democrats, if you believe most of the polling. A majority of Democrats do not want Joe Biden to run for re-election. What's fascinating about this is that no one has stepped forward as a potential challenger. There are, what is it, 20 potential challengers for President Trump, some of whom are really very interesting, very credible candidates. Asa Hutchinson, who you hardly hear about, but the former governor of Arkansas, is a former cabinet member, very qualified to serve as president. He's talking about a presidential campaign. John Bolton has started talking about a presidential campaign on the Republican side. Nobody has even taken a step forward for the Democratic side. And this is a real problem for them. And what surprises me about this is imagine that somebody, I don't know, pick a Gretchen Whitmer, the newly reelected governor of Michigan. If she stepped forward and said she was thinking about a run for president and a potential challenge to Joe Biden, would the Biden administration be ticked off? Sure. Whether she won or lost, would that improve her status as a national figure and give her a chance to run next time? All of this is a key consideration if you look forward to what's going to be developing in 2024. But so is the issue of education. which is put in a brand new perspective by the Wall Street Journal star columnist Jason Riley. He'll be joining us to talk about school choice and its importance in this political sphere. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on from the Michael Medved Show, one of my favorite columnists, I think one of the most important voices in America's political discourse, is Jason Riley, who does a column every week in the Wall Street Journal under the subheading Upward Mobility. And the essence of upward mobility, especially for someone like Jason Riley, who has written a great deal about American education, is providing a decent education for our children, where they are actually prepared for success in life and for that upward mobility that he talks about. And that's a role played by charter schools, which is the subject of his column today in the Wall Street Journal. Jason, congratulations for actually teaching people, I think, a lot that they didn't realize. For instance, I never realized before reading your column today that the Obama administration, of all places, was actually positive in some regards to charter schools. Why did this bipartisanship supporting charter schools end?
Yes, and the bipartisanship goes back before Obama. Bill Clinton supported charter schools as well as Obama, and of course George W. Bush and Donald Trump. So it has a long history. I think it's a sign of the rise of the influence of progressives in the Democratic Party. They were never that comfortable with school choice, and since they've become ascendant, I think they've been able to have their way, as they have on so many other issues, as you know. So I think that is what is driving this. Progressive groups in general have gone sharply to the left on this issue. For example, the NAACP now wants a moratorium on new charter schools, even though a majority of black Americans support charter schools and have for decades.
Maybe you just need to emphasize again for our audience, if you don't mind, what is it about charter schools that makes them different from private schools?
Well, it's their ability to, well, different from private schools. I think they have some similarities with private schools in that they have the ability to innovate, to operate outside of the union rules that control traditional public schools. Generally, people are confused about the difference between charters and traditional public schools, and that is the difference. Charters can operate outside the parameters of a lot of rules in terms of curriculum, length of the school day, length of the school year, that traditional public schools have to operate within. And this ability to innovate and to sort of tailor their curriculum to the needs of that community and those students, I think, is really the source of their strength.
Well, we just need to make it clear that these are not private schools that charge money. They're not for rich people, because generally the charter schools are public facilities that are offered tuition free, right?
Exactly. Most, there are some for-profit charter schools, but they are a minority, a small minority of charter schools. Most charter schools are, in fact, public schools. And yes, that is something that needs to be to stress when you're discussing this topic.
And you cite a New York Times report, of all things, and nobody would ever suspect the New York Times of having a conservative agenda in any sense, but a New York Times report about the efficacy of charter schools, which is fairly stunning. What were the results? What did they find out?
Stunning is that they reported in a very balanced and matter-of-fact way what we know to be true about charter schools. A, they're extremely popular with black and Hispanic parents and families, particularly low-income members of those groups. They receive less public funds than traditional public schools do, and they tend, not all of them, but typically they outperform traditional public schools, comparable schools with kids from the same demographic backgrounds. They outperform them academically in math and in reading and so forth. And so it was quite surprising to read this, not on the editorial pages or in the opinion section, but in a straight news article about the popularity of these schools and the fact that they are opposed by unions, not because of their academic performance, but because their workforce tends not to be unionized, and therefore the unions don't like them.
That's fascinating. Last night we are here in Hawaii, our last day on a vacation, and we had dinner with a young lady who teaches at a local charter school and teaches young kids, kindergartners, first graders, and loves it and talks about how different it is from the educational environments elsewhere in public schools here in the island state. Shouldn't this continue to be a bipartisan focus? What led the Biden administration to depart from the traditions of his former associate, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton, and actually lending support for the charter school innovations?
Well, again, I think this is part of a broader trend on the left when it comes to the ascendance of their progressive wing, and this is just manifest in education as well, where school choice cannot be abided anymore, and all kids should be forced to attend government schools. And I think it's a real tragedy for a lot of these kids. This is their ticket out and up in society. It'll allow them to become productive adults. They need a decent education. And the choice doesn't need to be just charters. This isn't about charterizing the U.S. Education system. The point is school choice. For some kids, charters will be the answer. For others, it might be religious schools or non-sectarian private schools or homeschooling. What people need are options, and charters are an important option that I hope we continue to have in this country, but political forces are fighting against that right now, so we have to keep making the case for them.
Well, again, you talk about political forces fighting against it. This issue unites Republicans, doesn't it? I mean, virtually every Republican voice is pro-charter schools.
It does unite Republicans somewhat. I mean, there are still some sections of the Republican Party, regionally, I would say, you'd also find the case, where they are wary of school choice. You know, the teachers' unions have done a very good job of establishing themselves in red and blue states alike. And a lot of the claims they make about charter schools, you know, stealing resources from traditional public schools and so forth, have resonated with some Republicans as well. But by and large, Republicans and conservatives do support school choice. And so this is an issue, I think, where, you know, at the grassroots level, there's wide support for this. The issue is whether there's the political will, particularly on the Democratic left, to do what's right.
I want to get into that a little bit more with Jason Riley. He is the author of a book called Maverick. It is a biography of the great Thomas Sowell. And no, it has nothing to do with the number one movie that is now a big Oscar contender, Maverick, Top Gun. But Jason Riley is something of a Top Gun at the Wall Street Journal. We will be back about political strategy a little bit and what it means when there's a big organization today announcing that Please Don't Run, Joe, and it's an organization of Democrats. How do you win in politics? You divide the opposition and unite your side. How can the education issue help to do that? We'll be back with Jason Riley on the Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. That huge winter storm is heading east, but still making life miserable in the upper Midwest. Interstate 90 is closed from Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Wyoming border. The forecast calls for up to a foot of snow in upstate New York by tomorrow. At least one Republican senator is holding firm in his desire to pass a full-year spending bill in this Congress. It's Alabama's Richard Shelby.
We all know it's the best thing to do is fund the government when you're here, whether you're retiring or whether you've got five more years. The problem remains the same.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy wants the omnibus bill delayed until the new Congress next month. Mortgage rates are down. Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed loan now 6.31%. On Wall Street, though, the Dow is down by as much as 900 points today. That's more than 2.5%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Not to get him into any kind of trouble, but I have anointed Jason Riley top gun at the Wall Street Journal. We're going to be talking tomorrow about some of the other big Oscar-contending films that have just been released, including one called Babylon. We'll get that to that tomorrow, Friday. Right now, the privilege of continued conversation with Jason Riley, who writes about upward mobility, which is crucial for the future of the Republican Party, because the Republican Party has increasingly become a party of the working class. A lot of people have written about that, and what that means is the desire for upward mobility, for better education, is the kind of thing that can help to unite conservatives and unite Republican leaners. But this is an issue because of the union influence, isn't it? That basically where the Democrats are blocked. So it was surprising to me that this did not issue play a big role on the Republican side in the recent midterm elections. What prevents this issue from actually working powerfully on behalf of conservatives?
Well, I think it depends on what part of the country you're talking about in terms of how much it was played up in the midterms. I think there were some gubernatorial races in the Midwest, also up in New Hampshire and down in Florida with Ron DeSantis, where it was an issue. In fact, DeSantis ran against Charlie Crist, whose running mate was the head of the teachers union in Miami-Dade, and still won handily. So the lesson there for me is that Republicans don't need to run away from this issue out of fear of union backlash, which has been the concern. You know, the unions are a very powerful special interest group. They throw around a lot of money, and you don't want to anger them. You don't want to poke the beast, and the Republicans have sort of run with that in the back of their head. I think the going forward, and it wasn't just in the midterms, we saw this with Glenn Youngkin in the Virginia governor's race earlier, where he very much took on the unions and talked about school choice and won. And so I don't think this is an issue they need to steer away from as they have in the past. I think they can take it on in the wake of COVID. A lot of parents are frustrated with what they've seen in terms of public education in this country. People don't like the critical race theory stuff going on with the racial propaganda in schools. This is a good issue, I think, for Republicans going forward.
You have written before about the tremendous increase in homeschooling and in various educational alternatives during the pandemic. It's part of the upside of the pandemic is people exploring alternatives to failing public schools. And we do have some, not all, but we do have some public schools that have definitely been failing. And speaking of failure, American politics seems to be broken. There's all kinds of evidence of it. People leaving the various parties, Republican Party, Democratic Party, declaring independence. Do you see any political figures that seem capable at the moment of transcending the increasing polarization and division and depression, really, associated with our politics right now?
No one springs to mind, unfortunately. You know, I think, Donald Trump is no longer president, but this is still sort of the Trump era in terms of the tone that's out there right now, Michael. And it's depressing, but this is how politicians today, think you behave in order to win. The conversation, the political debate, the conversation is just, it's so negative. It's so antagonistic. You see it on Twitter, you see it on social media, you see it on the talk shows. We're in a very bad place right now, and I'd like to see a sort of a sunnier type of politician come along and show that you don't have to behave this way to win. But I don't see that on the horizon. I really don't, unfortunately.
Do you suspect that both parties are going to be seeking a new standard bearer so we won't have a repeat of Trump versus Biden?
I do. But if you look at, say, who's in the wings for the Republicans, someone like DeSantis, I mean, I like a lot of DeSantis's policies. I like the way he's governed in Florida and what he's done for that state and how he handled the pandemic and on taxes and school choice and all the rest. But in terms of his tone, in terms of his, I don't know how much of a uniter he's going to be. And again, with the Democrats, do they abandon Joe Biden? I don't know. And frankly, their problem would be who's in the wings there. You know, Kamala Harris is not very popular. And if they try and leapfrog her, I think they're going to get a lot of pushback from progressives and particularly the black left. So they're in a bind, too. We'll see.
We had just talked about it. There is a new progressive group that has launched a Don't Run Joe campaign, which is what you talk about, the negative tone of American politics when activists are more concerned about getting people not to run than they are about getting anyone in particular to run. It seems to me, and I was speaking about this yesterday on air, Jason Riley, that part of the problem is even defining what exactly is wrong with America. And I think you hit the very essence of it, which is the negativity. President Reagan used to say, and it's something that Tom Sowell actually glommed onto, President Reagan used to say, I'm a conservative, but I'm not angry about it. And Tom Sowell has been his entire life, and the subject of your outstanding book, Maverick. Tom Sowell has been the soul of optimism, which is the essence of upward mobility. Do you agree that what we need is not just a change of substance on issues, but a profound change of tone?
Absolutely, we need a change of tone. But it's what the politicians need to see is that that's a winning strategy. And right now, owning the other side, as the young people say, is considered the winning strategy. And I think we need to get past that you don't succeed by tearing down your opponent, the character assassination, someone who's truly going to try and unite the country and not just pay lip service to it, like I think Joe Biden did when he came into office. Oh, this, I'm going to bring the country together and so forth, and then he starts talking about his equity agenda and favoring certain racial groups over other groups, which of course is not a very uniting message in an increasingly pluralistic America. But we need someone who really means it. But that's got to be shown to be a winning strategy before I think we're going to see more of it.
Amen to that, and let it that be a winning strategy. In terms of American education, do you think that the push toward homeschooling, which has been part of the response to the pandemic, is likely to continue?
I think it is. I wrote a column a few weeks ago about the increase in what they call pods that were formed during the pandemic. These were small groups of students hiring an instructor to teach kids in just small groups of kids in a setting. And that's something that families that did it were very happy with, particularly low-income black families. And they want to continue doing it because they think it's superior to not just the education their kids were getting during the pandemic, but even the education they were getting before the pandemic. So I think the homeschooling industry is going to see a nice jump, and I think it's going to be a sustained jump.
Well, let us hope that that is the case. Jason Riley, his book, Maverick, is an inspiring biography of Tom Sowell. And people think a biography of an economist, how can that be inspiring? Well, this will show you that it can. We will also talk about some of the lingering debate and renewed debate about COVID. And about COVID vaccines. It is suddenly a political issue again in Florida. What does that mean? Also, later in the show, we'll be talking about the fentanyl crisis and artificial intelligence. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the pieces of big news of the day today on this Thursday is that we actually are going to avoid a government shutdown tomorrow. The Congress of the United States has extended the current spending levels for another week. Virtually all Republicans, except for 9 Republicans, and of those 9 Republicans, that included people like Jamie Herrera Butler and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and people who are no longer going to be in Congress. So the signal that is sent is largely that the incoming Republicans are going to be much more willing to even potentially have a government shutdown crisis in the middle of the economic difficulties we have right now. I am not sure it is a good look for Republicans coming into Congress to begin with some kind of big new crisis involving a breakdown in the basic funding of government services. That, it would seem to me, would be very important because, again, this is why we were speaking to Jason Riley before. If Republicans and the new Republican majority and the new speaker come in with a new message, it should be for hope that the switch of the control of the House is not going to make governing more difficult, that it's going to make it more constructive. Wouldn't that be appropriate, especially when people are desperately looking for some kind of source of information or hope or for making progress, and they're not likely to find it in the tired and largely discredited and low rate in the polls Biden administration. Gloria Borger over at CNN makes a point about the essence of the Democratic problem right now. Clip 15.
Gloria, I mean, how big a problem is it for Democrats that there isn't a, you know, a Ron DeSantis-like figure other than, you know, the front runner other than Joe Biden? I mean, if Biden runs, obviously, then that's not a problem. But if he doesn't run, how big a deal is it?
It's a problem. I think it's a real problem because there isn't any groundswell for anyone. And you know in these situations, Anderson, that candidates come out of the woodwork. There are a lot of great national Democrats out there. But so far, we haven't heard people screaming, oh, I'm going to challenge Joe Biden if he decides to run. There are a lot of whispers about it. Obviously, there are a lot of whispers about his age, and that's clearly getting on his nerves. And I can tell you it's getting on the nerves of a lot of people who work for him. But there isn't anybody saying, like, you know, Ted Kennedy did with Jimmy Carter, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to challenge him, because the fact of the matter is that most rank and file Democrats like Joe Biden, and they believe he's done a lot and accomplished a lot, and so that would be a hard record for them to run against.
First of all, I'm not sure that most rank-and-file Democrats do believe that he's accomplished a lot. The general malaise, to use another Jimmy Carter word, she referred to Jimmy Carter. He never actually said malaise in his famous malaise speech, but okay, it's associated with him anyway. We have a sense of dissatisfaction with the country that is bipartisan. And one of the things that people talk about all the time, they say no incumbent president has ever been successfully challenged in his own party. That is simply not true. Is just in the 20th century and the later 20th century, you had two examples, both Democrats, both presidents who had won remarkable victories before, who were knocked out by primary challengers. Who am I talking about? Is Harry Truman, who in many ways today is rated as a near great president. But when he was, after he was elected in 1948, he was getting ready to run in 1952. And he had a challenge from a senator from Tennessee who was famous for wearing a coonskin cap. His name was Estes Kefauver. And inevitably, they used a campaign slogan, Estes the Bestest. He ran against Truman in the New Hampshire primary. And it was like today. Everybody believed, there's no chance. He can't possibly win. Truman is the incumbent president. Well, he lost the New Hampshire primary, Truman did, and he lost it almost 2-1, and he pulled out. He said always, well, I was never really planning to run anyway. But yes, he was. He was on the ballot in New Hampshire and gone. And then again, that happened with Lyndon Johnson over the issue of the Vietnam War. Lyndon Johnson in 1968, after winning a tremendous landslide in 1964, was considered unassailable. But there was one senator from Minnesota named Eugene McCarthy, who was actually recruited by a movement that became known as Dump Johnson. And that movement actually, they didn't win the New Hampshire primary, but when all of a sudden, McCarthy got 42%, and that's what he got against Lyndon Johnson. Then that provoked Robert Kennedy to get into the race, and then Johnson withdrew. So it is possible, if there is one big-name Democrat who wants to make a challenge against Joe Biden, that should be feasible. Everybody believes that a run by Ron DeSantis would be feasible, but right now he's doing something that I think is going to undermine his run to some extent. He is petitioning the Supreme Court in Florida to convene a new grand jury, just what America needs, to investigate the COVID vaccine. This has provoked a response, not surprisingly, from someone greatly associated with the development and the implementation of that vaccine, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Listen, this is clip 12.
I don't have a clue, Kate, what he's asking. We have a vaccine that unequivocally is highly effective and safe and has saved literally millions of lives. The Commonwealth Fund has come out with a report just this past week that vaccinations that have been administered over this period of time, this last year and a half to 2 years, has saved 3.2 million lives, 18 million hospitalizations, and approximately $1 trillion in costs. So what's the problem with vaccines? I mean, vaccines are life-saving. So quite frankly, Kate, I'm not sure what they're trying to do down there.
Well, as a political strategy, it's not particularly a good look for Governor DeSantis. What is a good look is the fact that he did not lock down the state of Florida, as some other states did, but the opposition to vaccines, which helped get us out of the crisis stage of the COVID-19 pandemic, well, you can hear back in July 2021, Governor DeSantis himself, this is less than 2 years ago, obviously, promoted the effectiveness of these vaccines. This is a flashback to July of 2021. Clip 13.
So here's, I think, the most important thing with the data. If you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, the chance of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID is effectively zero. If you look at the people that are being admitted to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. And so these vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality.
Okay. And again, he was right then. And the idea of discouraging people now from getting booster shots and more specifically tailored vaccines, that is not a positive, and it won't help the country, and it won't help any future presidential run by Ron DeSantis, not for this year, not for 2024, 2023, or any other run in the future. Meanwhile, coming up later on this show, we'll be talking about the fentanyl crisis, which has reached explosive new dimensions, with hundreds of thousands of people killed. And what can the government do about it? And then there's a great deal of concern about artificial intelligence and what that means for the future of our economy and the future of this country. It seems to me that one of the things that Americans need to do is, with the new Congress coming in, we got that new Congress elected without a very clear message from the public, because the Republicans did not really unite behind a program like the late lamented Contract with America. But actually focusing on understanding what the country needs to do requires a focus on what exactly is wrong with us right now. We will continue trying to explore that in the interest of the holiday season. Joy, happiness, positivity, and love and service to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Did immediate action? Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, Your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested. That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You're listening to GCN.